All right, Billy Barnum is on the show. He's a direct descendant of P.T. Barnum.
Oh, check it out.
P.T. Barnum was your, what, second great-grandfather?
Second great-grandfather, correct.
Gotcha.
So what is that, great-great-grandfather?
It is. It's my grandfather's grandfather.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's great-great-grandfather.
Correct.
Okay.
Getting confused here.
It's your grandfather's grandfather.
Right.
Because your grandfather's father would be great-great. No?
Right.
My grandfather's father would be his grandfather, and P.T. Barnum would be his great-grandfather.
It's the greatest grandfather on earth.
So it was your grandfather's grandfather?
Grandfathered in, yes.
Wouldn't that be your great-great-great-grandfather?
No. My grandfather would be my grandfather. His father would be my great-grandfather. His father would be my second great-grandfather.
Gotcha.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
Clear as glass now.
You're right.
You.
See?
Got
Much
it.
Better now.
All right.
See?
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's on first, and what's a grandfather clock, and where's the
yeah,
Grand Canyon?
Exactly. What a story like he has, right? Your great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I got a lot of stories, but, one is I used to actually do a public radio show a few years back. And I used to announce on the show that P.T. Barnum was my second great-grandfather. And I come in the next week, and the station manager comes up to me, and he says, you have a letter. And I'm like, who sent me a letter? And he goes, I don't know. Just read it. So there's no return address, no signature. And I open it up. And this letter states, you are a liar. There's no possible way P.T. Barnum can be your second great-grandfather, as he only had three daughters.
Damn!
See, that would totally suck.
Well, that's what history says, but the unknown story, of course, which people don't know, is he had an illegitimate son. And the great news is my cousin, we call him True Story Billy B, because everything he says True Story after it.
Okay.
Usually when someone says true story a lot, yeah. I think most of it's not.
Right. But it makes sense, yeah. Having that name, yes.
Correct. But believe it or not, basically what happened is he had an illegitimate son, and my cousin gave me two documents. One is my grandfather's birth certificate, which lists his father as Percival Tracy Barnum. He gave me Percival Tracy's birth certificate, which lists his father as P.T. Barnum.
Ah.
Which is proof.
Percival Tracy, yeah, P.T., yeah.
Yeah, so basically, people don't know it, but he had an illegitimate son. He was kind of a womanizer, P.T. Barnum was.
Yeah, well, he had the big top, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever taken a DNA test?
I have not. But definitely, everybody, I was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and that's where P.T. Barnum was from, of course.
Right.
And there's a lot of other Barnums that live in the area, such as me, of course, family. And we all know we're related to them. So there's no dispute from us.
You're going Maury.
Yeah.
And how did your last name end up to be Barnum?
That's because P.T. Barnum was brazen enough to have an illegitimate son and name him Percival Tracy Barnum. Yeah, basically, when you have children, you name your children after you, they have your last name.
Right.
But because he had three daughters in history, people were saying, the guy was saying, or whoever wrote the letter, that he can't be my second great-grandfather because his daughters would take on his last name, and then their children would take on their father's last name.
Right.
But he had an illegitimate son who he actually gave his last name to.
There you go. His gift to you.
I'm surprised that's not, well known.
It's crazy. But as I said, we all know it because we're part of the family and all our family knows it. So, basically without DNA testing, we already know it. It's been passed down from generation to generation.
Huh. When the general manager of that radio station came up to you with the letter, they kind of knew what the letter already said, right? That they were thinking it was a gotcha moment?
It was a closed letter, so of course they didn't open it.
Oh. Just seems weird to say, you got a letter,
yeah.
Read it.
Yeah, you must right now, unless they wrote it.
Well, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He basically was like, you have a letter, and I guess he didn't expect any letters to be sent to the station, of course.
Right. Do you have any stories other than, so that one is a great
and confusing
little family story that no one really knows.
Or can figure out.
I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, there's more stories. I mean, there's a story of in 1860, P.T. Barnum was in Bridgeport. He went to a small establishment because they had, you know, little places. And he actually went in, he ordered a coffee, and he ordered Danish. Now, the Danishes were solid, and there was no holes or nothing like in them, so there was no donuts, of course. And what he did is he poked his finger in the middle of the Danish, and he started spinning around on his finger, and everybody's looking at him. Then he broke it in pieces. He took the piece of it, and he dunked it in his coffee. And he said, someday I'm going to open up a place, and I'm going to name it Dunkin' Donuts. And that's how Dunkin' Donuts actually got its name.
Huh. I don't know if I believe that.
Not many people know that either.
Wow.
Is that real?
That's real.
Wow.
How do you know that?
True story, Billy B.
True story.
Yeah, but didn't,
of course like it came from true story, Billy
but,
B.
But didn't he also say there's a sucker born every minute?
That was part of one of his sayings.
So,
yep.
How do we know we're not being suckered?
We got to get True Story Billy B in here.
Yeah,
is True Story Billy B still alive?
True Story Billy B is alive, and if you guys did invite me to the studio, I was going to ask you, could I bring him?
Whoa.
All right. We're going to end this interview now because we're going to get you and True Story Billy B in studio.
Definitely.
Cool.
All right. Tell True Story Billy B not to disappoint. He better have all his stories lined up and ready to go.
Yeah, deliver.
Absolutely. Would I be able to, you know, just mention that I just had a new book come out recently or not?
Sure.
Absolutely. Let's do that now because we're going to post this as a podcast.
Okay, great. I just came out with a new book. It's called Move Over Shakespeare, Tales from the Baron. So you can see the Barnum in the name of the book, of course, by the name. It has everything in it that P.T. Barnum had in the circus. It has oddities, clowns, and all the grandest fiction that you would ever think of in history. So this is a book that people are posting online. It's a must read.
Awesome.
Oh, it sounds like a must read.
Seriously.
All right.
It is. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAMillion.com, and they're going to start carrying it in a week at the Barnes & Noble and the Milford, Connecticut location as well, right in the store.
I heard your great-grandfather was once in a bookstore and picked up a book and said, someday they're going to have a bookstore named Barnes and Noble.
Wow.
Right, because this is a noble book.
Exactly.
Run that by True Story Billy B.
Exactly, yes.
I'm going to run that by him.
He'll verify it.
You sound great. I look forward to having you
verified.
In.
Verified.
Yeah, all right. You and True Story Billy B in studio soon.
All right, cool.
Thank you, Billy Barnum.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Okay. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too, man. Thank you. Bye.